Hello, everybody. My name is Mahmoud, and this is Mahmoud's Gadget Talk for Wednesday, 9th of September. We got a lot to talk about. It's going to be I'll try to make it a pretty quick, is because we probably have two things to talk about in general. First things first is Apple has announced that they're doing an event next week, pretty much, and Microsoft finally revealed the Xbox Series S and also revealed the release date and price, which was the most important detail. Aside from that, let's get right into the podcast, starting with what's happening in Cupertino. The good old folks in Cupertino, Apple, have announced that they're doing an event, a virtual event, obviously. Obviously, you know, all know what's happening. I don't have to tell you. You see it around yourself. They're doing an event, virtual event next week from Apple Park. And they expect, obviously, this is the main hardware event. Now, I mean, although this will be the Apple event, one thing I'll definitely want to say, don't expect any iPhones to be revealed. A lot of people have reported this. A lot of people have stated this out in the air, and that is that they're not expecting Apple to unveil the iPhone 12 series because they've said already that they delayed it to later on in the year, and also there might be a plan that they're gonna have the event next month, so that's definitely keeping that in mind. About the iPhone 12 being delayed, its reveal. Yesterday, a report came in Bloomberg, and they stated that next week's event will pretty much be about the Apple Watch and the iPad. This is according to Mark Gurman, of course, the famous sort of leaks expert at Bloomberg. I used to work at 9to5 Mac, by the way, just as a heads up. That's how I knew him from early on. But he's claiming that Apple will make a focus for the upcoming iPad Air and obviously the Apple Watch Series 6, as well as apparently a lower end replacement to the aging Apple Watch Series 3. And on top of that, obviously, the new version of the HomePod, the smaller, affordable one, and also the AirPod Studio, which is sort of the Apple's own over-ear headphones. So they're going to talk a lot about that. And obviously, I'm just adding my point here. I'm hoping that they're going to probably talk a bit about a new Apple TV, because I think it's time that there's a new Apple TV, because, it's been forever. I mean, if they could talk about iPhone 12, it'd be lovely. But I don't know. I mean, I kind of think, given how things have been this year, they're gonna try to give the iPhone 12 another set of attention, because other Apple devices are kind of important. I'm sure the iPad, there's the whole work from home, homeschooling revolution that's kind of happened, and Apple wants to sort of, try to target that crowd by basically spending an hour or two talking about how good the iPad is for education, for work from home purposes, and probably, and I don't know about you, but they probably might talk about on the Apple Silicon Macs, and probably I'm not sure really, but it could probably be the case, as it is. I mean, but they're not gonna really. They're not gonna show off any iPhones to start with, but I think the logo, the Apple logo, on the invite does give us. And I already said it straight away as soon as I saw it, and I tweeted and posted my Instagram story. If you're not following me on Instagram and Twitter, please do, at @sayit_maun99. I kind of sort of suggested that the swirly doodle that the Apple logo has become, with a faint of blue all over, it's kind of obvious that they're probably going to talk about the iPad. And there'll probably be an Apple Pencil to go with it that'll be more accurate than ever. So that So that's the thing, really, is that, and also the there was a thing, a slogan, there was a tagline to the invite that most of our journalists receive in the email, obviously those who have PR contacts at Apple, and that was, "Time flies." Now, I don't have to tell you anything. If the tagline says anything, that is brand new Apple Watch Series 6. Oh yeah, it's more accurate. It tracks your calories. It saves lives. You know the memo here. I don't have to explain it to you. You get what I'm saying. So that's that, really. Yeah, I mean, no iPhone 12, sadly. I honestly don't feel mad at all, frankly speaking, with regards to this. Honestly, given I've already explained my justification, and I would simply probably stop here, that they're probably gonna talk about the iPad again, because really, you all know what's happened this year here with the pandemic. We've all been at home, and obviously we've been using our devices more often, and so obviously, and now back, and obviously schools are reopening around the world, and some parents are going out and trying to buy a new device for their kids. iPads, obviously good educational tools. Not for downloading games and stuff, but really for coding, for online Zoom classes. It's basically a blown up iPhone, and so everyone knows how it works and stuff. And obviously, iPads, like most gear, have been quite popular. And I think nobody has really looked at that element of the discussion, really. That is that. We've had it. Everyone's been staying at home, really, working from home, studying from home, and so things like the iPad have blown up in popularity. And I'm sure Apple wants to give a whole lot of attention. And so I'm generally not surprised if they're gonna spend at least half an hour. Not, I mean, okay, that's over proportionate, but 15 minutes at least, 20 minutes, a fifth, about 25% of the event, talking about the iPad, really, because really. You gotta talk to those consumers who basically been at home. They want to get something new. They want to get a bit of an upgrade. So yeah, that's the thing, really. So also, I mean, you never know, really. They could release their over-ear headphones that we've been hearing about for a long, long time, and also the AirTags, which are apparently gonna be really good air I what is it? Item trackers. Sorry. Basically, they're like tile, but except put an Apple logo, make them round. You pop a button, it pops up on your iPhone. Oh, item found! So that's what's gonna happen. So yeah, that's the thing. I mean, and hopefully, I know I'm asking for a lot, but a new Apple TV, hopefully, because but about the AirTags, I did see somewhere that they've gone into production. So yeah, that's that. Oh, and also, don't worry. I mean, if the iPhone is gonna come out next month, October, you know what to do with my advice here. Save up. So, that's that. I mean, there are genuinely pros and cons, really. And have I forgotten? I think people will have expected this, really, but they're probably gonna tell when iOS 14 is gonna be out. So it'll probably be out by the end of September. So that's that. So yeah, that was all we got regarding Apple, really. Our boys from Cupertino really have put together a good event, nice. I mean, there are still a lot of people that are hoping that there will probably be another the iPhones will come out, but yeah, I mean, if they could pull it off in a 2-hour keynote, then okay, that's good. I'll probably be a good surprise. Moving on. Microsoft, mind you, Microsoft have basically blew everyone's minds away when they finally revealed the Xbox Series X. Sorry, that was a few months ago, sorry. Just joking. They finally showed off the Xbox Series S yesterday. They basically tweeted and posted all over socials, all over social media. That the Xbox that they have now, there's the Xbox Series S, which is basically a f which is going to be sort of the One S, but for the Series X. We've been hearing about this for a long, long time. Obviously, there are a lot of well-wishing well-wishers or optimistic folks who are like, well, if they released a 1X and a 1S, then they surely should do it for the Series S, X. If the Series X would launch at $500, they should really have an affordable option. And it seems like they've listened to that point of view. And now there's the Xbox Series S console. Here's the powerful aspect. See what I did there? It'll be out for the Xbox Series S will be available for starting from $299 USD to $300 November 10th. Boom. That's all you need to know. Oh, and pre-orders start from September 22nd. God, I really screwed that up. But no, really, it's quite impressive for what it is. $300 and you get an Xbox that can play at up to 1440p, 60 frames per second. So what's kind of happened here, how they've managed to make this, essentially it's just like the 1S and the 1X, where they basically have sort of tuned down the hardware a bit, but the software experience is the same. You get the same kind of games, but the software experience is tweaked down, the resolution is bumped down from 4K to 2K resolution. So Microsoft is using a version coding here from The Verge. Microsoft is using the same CPU from the Xbox Series X inside the Series XS, running at 3.6 GHz. This is only slightly slower than the 3.8 GHz speed the Zen 2 based CPU runs at in the Series X. And I watched the video behind it, tweeted it, I liked it on my Twitter page. Go check it out if you have Twitter. The primary difference between Xbox Series X and S is the GPU. Now he's kind of explaining, what he kind of meant to say was that the GPU could render at full 4K resolution, at full power, and the GPU inside the Series S is a bit toned down. It can run at 1440p and 1080p resolution. Now, 1440p at 60 frames per second kind of means that the one Series S, without any additional effort or additional optimizations, it can run at 120 frames per second at 1080p resolution. More than 1080p 60, not bad for $300. And all this with an SSD to go with, 512 gigabyte NVMe SSD, basically a little M.2 SSD, a little flash chip right on the board, with a expansion slot. I mean, you can't forget that. I mean, I was seeing the video. It's on YouTube, sort of on Xbox's channel, inside the Xbox Series S, and I don't remember when, but they opened up the board and stuff, like they're blowing it out, sort of, and I could see that there was an expansion slot. Now they're gonna have it because they haven't offered any additional storage options like 1 terabyte or 2 terabytes like the 1S. And there's no interchangeable hard drive, so they'll really need to offer an expansion option. And games are going up in storage size. My God. The newer Call of Duty is going beyond 100 gigs. Microsoft Flight Simulator is beyond 100 gigabytes to load up a world map, sort of the whole wide world with 3D graphics. So they'll need that expansion port really, really badly. So about the GPU that's toned down a bit. The Series S has 20 CUDA CUs, which is CUDA, okay, CUs, I'll just say CUs, I don't think it's CUDA cores, at 1.55 GHz. This calculates to around 4 teraflops of performance compared to 12 teraflops, 52 CUs at 1.825 GHz found on the larger Xbox Series X. And that means that you can run it at 1080p or 1440p comfortably without additional issues. Kind of good for 1440p gaming. Oh, and I forgot to mention, it'll also offer 4K upscaling if you have a 4K TV and you've set it to 384 by 260 resolution. It'll do upscaling if you have a 4K TV. So basically, it'll sharpen up the image a bit. So you can play games at a bit crispier resolution. Honestly, 1080p 120 is really great. If you're playing FPSs, Halo, Call of Duty, Gears of War, it'll benefit from that dramatically improved frame rate. But God, $300, this is a good deal, frankly. Obviously, by next Black Friday, probably it's gonna go down in price, so it'll still be a good deal after the fact. Aside from that, it can even do AMD's RDNA 2 feature set, which is good. and that means you can do hardware accelerated ray tracing, mesh shaders, and variable rate shading. And it has this really cool feature where, I mean, it was in the video pretty much, where it explained it in detail with the hardware and how it works and the architecture. And that is, it has some software code, and so when you play it, run a game sort of, and when you add a specific scene or frame, it only reloads that part which you see, and obviously the rest, it's at a lower resolution. I mean, and it does it so quickly because of that storage. You know, this is the one thing about the current generation of games, this next generation of games consoles, is all about storage IO and storage optimizations. You can bump up the visual fidelity, the processing fidelity, and overall, you could beef up the processors. But what about the little bits and bobs in the backstage area, so the back of the house sort of a games console, which is the storage, the sort of lanes between the CPU, the GPU, the memory, the RAM, and so both Microsoft and Sony have figured that out really for this generation. Thankfully, they've put in faster storage. They've created architectures so you can quickly run out and load a game right there in real time, because of obviously newer code and processing. So it will, the Series S, like the Series X, will have Xbox Velocity architecture to let you quickly load games. And I was blown about the speed of load times. So, I mean, if you have like three regular games you play in the background, if you hit the Xbox button, switch to say, I mean, okay, let's just say you have Halo on, and then Forza, and Minecraft. You're playing Minecraft, and let's say you're in a mood for some Forza. You hit the Xbox button, you jump to Forza, boom, it's right there within 3 seconds. I mean, in less time it takes to make a cup of coffee, you can start playing. Can be already be halfway through a campaign on Gears of War, which is pretty awesome. So Quick Resume is pretty awesome, frankly. And also, I mean, $300, but you get a 512 gigabyte SSD out of the gate, so not freaking bad. Oh, and have I forgotten this? The Series X, which is the higher end console now, will be available for $500. So that's nice. So that's pretty cool. Overall, everyone's curious what these two consoles, what's the difference really? What am I losing out on the Series S? I'm paying $300. What am I losing out on? Let's just go through it real quick. I mean, I have an article here popped up, so we'll get through it real quick. The price, obviously, the Series S is cheaper at $300. And obviously, the Series X is at $500, and the Series X, the specs though, that's where the difference is. The CPU is the same 3.8 core, is the same 8 core 3.8 gigahertz 7 nanometer AMD chipset, Zen 2 cores, 12 teraflops. 12 teraflops GPU at 1.825 gigahertz, 16 gigabytes of GDDR6 memory, up to 120 frames per second frame rate at 4K resolution. Can go all the way up to 8K, obviously, and then run at 30 frames per second. It will have a Blu-ray drive, obviously an Ultra HD Blu-ray drive, because there are plenty around in the supply chain. 1 terabyte NVMe SSD, the same, obviously, little solder chip. Obviously, it'll have all the features that also the Series X will be getting: the Velocity architecture, the fast boot times, high refresh rates, low latency. The Series S obviously has a toned down. Basically, it has a toned down GPU, less memory, and obviously the same processor, but it's a bit slower. But it will run at 1440p at up to 120 frames per second. It'll play games at 1440p. If you have 4K TV, it'll just upscale it. So essentially, as I said earlier, sharpening up that image, that juicy image. It can stream. It can do video streaming at 4K. So Netflix, Prime Video, HBO Max, you name it, it'll run at 4K if supported. So that's not the same thing as the One S. One S can play back 4K stream. Can do 4K streaming of the content. So that's pretty awesome. And I forget to mention the biggest difference. The One S is essentially a diskless digital console. So no disk drive, so you'll probably have to buy those games from the Microsoft store. That's not a problem. Oh, wait. I just kind of realized there's Game Pass, which is which Microsoft offers for the Xbox consoles, for the PC, and obviously for the for those who want to stream games from their phones and computers. If you plug in Game Pass Ultimate with the Series S, you get a library of 100 first-party games and a few third-party games. Oh, and now the recent new announcement that came today that EA Pass, which is EA's own subscription service like Game Pass, we bundled with Game Pass Ultimate, so that's awesome. So now you can play all the EA games, and obviously EA games, really, I mean, they're all about the DLC, so yeah, it's kind of nice that they give you it for free on top of Game Pass Ultimate. And Game Pass is a really good value for what it is. So out of the gate, you have plenty of games to play. So that's pretty awesome. And the good thing is that the one Series S and the Series X, both of them support the memory, the proprietary memory expansion. It's a little sort of like it's a bit similar to the CF. If you're a photographer, you know there's a CF fast format. It's like a little card, a little SD, bigger, a little bigger than the SD card, and you pop it in, and you can like basically. No, it's a bit like the Xbox's like expansion storage. It's a bit like Red's Red Ma Red. The storage expansion you can get on a Red camera, if you know, if you're a camera geek. Red cameras have this funky proprietary storage expansion that you can get called a Red Mag, and it's like just as small as the ones Microsoft is offering, but obviously for a camera it records video at up to 4K and stuff, and it would do it comfortably well. You get the same kind of games on both consoles, really. So yeah, now it all boils down to this, and that is, which console should you buy? Now, I've talked at length about the Series S and the X, and there's no Series E, you know, because it'd be kind of awkward, but which console should you get? Now, if you're really tight on budget and you haven't and you and you and you don't care about 4K, you're not gonna get a 4K TV. You're just using a computer monitor. You don't care about 4K graphics or anything of that sort of nature. The Series S is a good deal. I mean, if you don't have much money, I mean, if you're in that camp, then the Series S is a good deal. And if you want the ultimate Xbox experience, you want the, I mean, so the full, I mean, the, so the, how do I describe it? Hang on. I mean, let me recollect my thoughts here. So you want the full ballsy gaming experience, full 4K resolution, 8K support, high frame rates, like going absolute bananas. You have the best setups in the world. You have the best gaming setups, man cave, whatever. The Series X is a pretty good deal in that regard. We probably have to wait till the PS5. Okay, that's the problem. Now Xbox has basically made the first move by announcing the price, the launch date, when you can pre-order. So I'll just quickly recap this here. Quickly recap. The series Xbox has released the Series S and the Series X, and the Series S will have will play games up to 1440p. The Series X will do games at 4K resolution natively without a problem. The Series S and the X will have a C have the same CPU chip, but different graphics, different GPUs. The Series S will have a toned down GPU, allowing you to play games at 1440p resolution. The Series X will have an Ultra HD Blu-ray drive, like obviously the One X before it and the One S before it, but the Series S will have a will have no disc drive. It'll be all digital, so you'll have to download games from the Microsoft Store and stuff. So that's something you'll have to live with that, honestly. I mean, the future is all digital. You're downloading games, obviously, at this point, so no big deal, really. Aside from that, the Series X will be available for $499. The Series S will be available for $299. That's the expected price. Both the consoles will be out for pre-orders from September 22nd, so you can pre-order from September 22nd, and you're able to buy these in stores on November 10th in a whole lot of markets. Also, if you can't spend that kind of money right now, and we all know why, You can sign up for something if you want to pay in installments. Xbox does offer a really cool option called Xbox All Access, which they've debuted with the One S last year, where you could buy get a console, Game Pass Ultimate, and more, obviously altogether for $24.99. You can get the One, you can get the Series S with All Access for $24.99. So essentially, you're paying half of that amount every month for the Series S. But it's a good deal if you ask me, though. But yeah, that was the two consoles. What do you think? Let me know on Instagram or Twitter. You know where to message me, DM me, or tweet or let me know. Anyways, that was the podcast. It was really, I mean, I always make around 30 minutes, but we had nothing much to talk really today. Oh, and I forgot to mention, DJI will release a new gimbal next month. They were supposed to do this today, but they were going to release it next month. Oh well. So yeah, that was the podcast. Thank you for listening. Subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Please leave a good review on Apple Podcasts. Let us know how the show is for you. Do give your feedback on Apple Podcasts, and obviously on Instagram and Twitter. You can message me all over there. That was the show. Thank you for listening. Hopefully next week we'll have some more things to talk about, and obviously the Apple event. All right. So aside from that, that's all for today. Till Monday, thank you for listening. Have a great day. Please wear a mask if you can. And ciao. Bye.